Good evening. Okay, so continuing in Chovos HaLevavos, so we mentioned last time that the Rabbeinu Bachai lists a number, he actually lists 10 reasons why a person who has bitachon is in better shape than even a person who has a magic formula to change raw materials into gold and silver. Right? You call him the guy who can print money whenever he'd like. And he goes through, he lists each, you know, a number of reasons why. I'll tell you why having bitachon is even better than that. If you can imagine a person who could turn anything into gold and silver, that'd be, you can imagine what's better than that. And so but what you'll see is as he goes through each one, we're going to do two more tonight. As he goes through each one, what he's really doing, he's really tapping into our normal inclination to think why it makes sense to believe, to have bitachon in something else, like our wisdom, or bitachon, you trust in our abilities, or in our bank account, etc. And each one, yes, it's a fanciful story in a certain sense, but it's actually really coming to touch on things that we all consider and think about. So his second reason why the Baal Bitachon is better off than the chemist who changes raw materials to silver and gold is because if the person does this, you know, fanciful thing where he's able to change things into silver and gold, it won't happen from nothing. He needs materials to do so. And those materials sometimes, if you do, your chemist, it could be dangerous materials, right? It could be he spends his time working with these items to change it to silver and gold, but there's side effects. And he can get sick from that from that industry, whatever that's going to be. And more than that, he says, to do so might be very hard work. And so he might find himself working. Yeah, he can change whatever he likes to silver and gold, but he has to work day and night, right? All day and all night. And so he works very long hours. He gets, in the end, as much money as he would like, but it doesn't come without a cost. As opposed to, he writes, the Baal Bitachon. The person that has bitachon, right, doesn't have to worry about being involved in dangerous activities to make his money. The Ribbono Shel Olam, as long as he does what's normal, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the money that he needs. And he also won't have to put himself in a situation where he's working longer hours than he needs, right? He doesn't have to work like a crazy person. He can work like a normal person. Knowing, again, right, you see where we're going with this, right? But obviously, like we always say, with appropriate hishtadlus, appropriate amount of effort the person has to put in, but not more than is normal. Normal might be different for every person to figure out your place in what normal is, right? But there's a certain amount of work-life balance that a Baal Bitachon can have because they recognize, if as long as I do the things that are reasonable to do, in the place where I live, so then I can, the rest I leave up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's reason number two. So number two is because the chemist needs these materials, it could be toxic, and he's gonna have to work day and night, as opposed to the Baal Bitachon, who doesn't have to worry, doesn't have to do something that's dangerous for his job, and he also can work regular hours. And reason number three, advantage number three, he writes, is because a person who's gonna be in this business, so yeah, he can turn whatever he likes to silver and gold, but what's gonna happen? He's gonna be nervous that what? Other people are going to find out. Because if everyone else finds out, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, his business will become much less valuable, and he won't be able to have this upper hand that he has. So he walks around carrying this secret all the time, worried that other people might possibly find out. The Baal Bitachon, on the other hand, is happy for people to know. He teaches people what it means to be about Baal Bitachon. He's happy to share it with anybody else who wants to know about it, because he feels proud of it. And it's something that he feels good about. And something he feels, you know, he's able to walk around with his head held high because he's not scared. He's not doing something wrong. He's actually doing the right thing. And therefore, not only does he not have to worry about where his panache is coming from, but he can do so in a way that he feels proud of. And he doesn't have to worry that maybe Shema, someone's going to find out his deep, dark secret that no one else should find out about. So these are two more reasons why the Baal Bitachon, again, as we talked about, it's a hard thing to do and it takes time to cultivate. But a person who's able to cultivate that sense of trust, as long as I do things in the normal, responsible way, that I leave the rest up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he finds himself in a much better place, even than people who have the ability to change things, whatever raw materials are silver and gold, because I do things the right way, and I can walk around with my head held high.